wife Jess has turned off the alarm, or let's hope she has. In we go. So here we are, Chez de Campo.
Of course you have Jess to thank for this! Ready, Gino?
What time is it? What are you doing with the suits?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's play! Okay. Name three words, please, that rhyme with Gino.
Can we have a coffee before?
Oh, no, we've got to crack on. The bedside clock's ticking.
Gino. Bino.
Yes, correct. He's gone back to sleep. Gino.
Gino.
Bino.
Bino. Portofino.
Portofino is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Mandarino. Mandarino.
What's that, Gino?
Tangerine. Tangerine in Italian.
Brilliant. Okay.
Do you want to come in?
Okay. My next question. Who is this?
Who's it gonna be now?
Who's that, Gino?
It's a. It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
A sponge man.
A sponge man, nearly. What's his name? Sponge. What about his underwear? What shape are they? What shape?
Bob the Sponge.
Nearly, keep thinking.
Dorts, Bob the Sponge. Bob has got shorts. The sponge with Bob and the shorts.
What shape?
A Bob with the pants square. A Bob with square sponge. Sponge Bob and the square.
The square.
Sponge square Bob square pants.
Yes! There you go.
You go to people's houses in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Midnight Game Show. Anyway, we've got to crack on because the bedside clock's ticking. So, please welcome our pizza delivery person. Okay? A blind the folder for you. Okay. If you put it on,
it's okay. What's with the accents?
No, I could say the same. Okay. You know, the first thing you said to me is, why are you in a suit? What about why am I in your bedroom?
Right, here we go. So, we're going to give you some pizza, if should you choose to accept. And all you have to do is tell us the topping.
The topping. Okay. All right, let's all right. do this.
OK, so let's start with the first one.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry about this, Gino. What would that be?
Oh! It's very spicy.
Yes. What would that be on top of there?
Oh, that's wasabi.
Yes.
The green stuff.
That's absolutely right. That's the correct
right.
answer.
Very good.
All right. Do you want to go for one more?
Go on.
Oh, my.
We're in for a penny.
You are in for a penny. And that's just about the prize fund we have at the BBC as well. Oh. So enjoy yourself. It's going in now. Oh. Oh. Any guesses?
Oh. That's the thing I have in the pub, Jess. The porky thing.
Yes.
The sporky skin. Mr. Porky, Mr.
Yes, you're so close.
Scratchings.
Correct.
There they are.
All right, that's amazing. Okay, now, if you take the blindfold off. Gino, just a few questions about this lady. Now, this is actually a blast from your past. I'm going to give you some clues.
You first met this person when you got your first TV job on Good Food Live.
It's not Jenny Barnes, is it?
Oh, that's your guess. Is it?
Oh, my God!
It's a Jenny! Oh my goodness! This is the opposite of the reaction I got.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
For,
yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. What a lovely moment.
Goodbye.
Are you going straight away?
You won't see her now for another 6 years. This is how life works.
Oh, what a lovely moment.
Now, for your next question, I'm going to ask you to get out of bed because somebody is singing in your shower. And the question is who and what are they singing? Let's go and find out. Come on, Gene.
Well, let me check that he's not embarrassing first thing in the morning moments.
With Gino covering up his first thing in the morning moments. No, I know what you mean. Gino, who is a singing?
He's gotta be so macho. He's gotta be so macho. He's gotta be big and strong enough to turn me on.
It's Sunita.
It's
Sunita.
It's a Sunita!
I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness! Come on, Gino, back to bed. Thank you very much, Sunita's the correct answer.
Thank you very much.
You're absolutely flying through these. A little backwash as well.
I know. Sunita's in the bathroom, baby. Sunita's in the bathroom. That's awesome.
That's awesome. You see, Gino, you might remember this. What's this?
My first cookbook.
It is. It's your first of many. Gino, let's find out how much you can remember. Neapolitan-style meatloaf. You've confident about that one?
Yeah, please.
400 grams of minced beef.
Yeah.
400 grams minced pork.
Yes. Very important.
How many carrots?
Well, that is irrelevant, how many carrots, because you could have put two, you could have put three.
But how many did you put? In Juno Fantastico?
I think I put two. Maybe one. But that was a big carrot, otherwise it's two medium sized carrots.
You're right.
There we go.
Okay.
Now, I mean, what kind of a job have you guys? You're going to people's houses at this time of the seriously? You haven't got nothing better to do?
No, really. This is the highlight of their week. Well done. Thank you very much, Gino. Now, you watch a bit of TV?
A little bit, yes.
Your wife tells me.
Yeah.
That one of your favourite shows.
Yes.
Might feature this character.
All right.
But who is it and what show are they from?
Come along, Marlene. Get your coat. We're leaving.
Olive pulls it off.
What a pleasure. He's a legend.
It's a legend. Gino, this legend, you do remember his name in Only Fools and Horses?
Edward Boycie.
Oh, correct. Yes. And do you remember what Boycie's job was in Only Fools and Horses?
Yes, used to sell cars.
Oh, God, you are absolutely flying. Can you name four other characters from Only Fools and Horses?
Marlene, we're going to go for that.
Oh, easy. That's the first one.
Then, of course, Del Boy.
Yes. Just two more.
And then Uncle Albert was one of my favorites.
Oh, you are a big fan. Yes. One more.
Robbers.
Rodney, yes. That's an easy one. I was trying to go for something more difficult.
Finally, can you name the pub in Only Fools and Horses? Slightly tricky final question.
Oh, the pub.
Oh, the pub. Oh,
yes.
Pub. It's all right. I'm going to have to push you. The bedside clock
is
ticking.
The horse's heads?
Oh, you're so close.
The
You're so close.
Oh, come on, you're gonna have to give
the next hit! We're gonna give it to you. Thank you, Boise. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is going great,
guys. This is better than better.
Okay.
Thank you for all your forces.
This is awesome.
Now, Gina,
are we live?
No!
We are not live, are we?
No, no, no. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. No one will be watching you if we went.
Oh,
we are not live. Now, Gina, you have pets?
I do, yeah.
What pets have you got?
Dogs.
And maybe another pet in Sardinia?
I have, like, a little goat thing, yeah.
Brilliant. What's the name of your goat?
His name is Sophie. Filippo. You haven't bought Filippo here, is he?
Is that Filippo? No, I don't think that is
Filippo. That's not Filippo,
but
he looks like Filippo.
Is it very emotional for you just...
Can we call him?
Who is this?
Olivia.
Olivia.
Olivia, oh.
Yes. He's, apparently, Olivia is very, very happy to be here in your home, even though I was slightly worried about Olivia. Olivia, this is Gino De Campo.
Oh, hello.
So, I have some questions about goats. OK. So, what noise does a goat make?
I'll
have to give you that. What do goats eat?
Grass.
What's this goat's name?
Olivia.
Yeah,
Olivia.
Very yes. Good, very good. And what things go well with goat's cheese?
Oh, goat cheese you can crumble on a pizza, making a crudaiolo with some nice semi-dried cherry tomato, a little bit of fresh basil, buffalo mozzarella,
and a touch of salt and pepper. Thank you very much, Olivia. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia.
Memories of Filippo.
Filippo will like Olivia. He will like Olivia.
Thank you very much, and good night!
That's it. No goodbye, no.
Goodbye.
Why the week now?
Don't divorce me.
Oh, that's why you came late. Oil. Is he gone?
Huh?
Is he gone? Oil. I have to brush my teeth again.